There I sat on that slimy table, uncertain what to do. I thought it would be terrible to disobey Mr. Tanaka, but I'm not sure I would have found the courage to spit if one of the men hadn't leaned on the side and pressed a finger against one nostril to blow his nose onto the floor. After seeing this, I couldn't bear to hold anything in my mouth a moment longer, and spat out the blood, just as Mr. Tanaka had told me to do. All the men walked away in disgust except Mr. Tanaka's assistant, named Sugi. Mr. Tanaka told him to go and fetch Dr. Miura. "I don't know where to find him," said Sugi, though what he really meant, I think, was that he wasn't interested in helping. I told Mr. Tanaka the doctor had been at our house a few minutes earlier.
"Where is your house?" Mr. Tanaka asked me.
"It's the little tipsy house up on the cliffs."
"What do you mean, tipsy house?"
"It's the one that leans to the side, like it's had too much to drink." Mr. Tanaka didn't seem to know what to make of this.
"Well, Sugi, walk up toward Sakamoto's tipsy house and look for Dr. Miura. You won't have trouble finding him. Just listen for the sound of his patients screaming when he pokes them."
I imagined Mr. Tanaka would go back to his work after Sugi had left, but instead, he stood near the table a long while, looking at me. I felt my face beginning to burn. Finally, he said something I thought was very clever.
"You've got an eggplant on your face, little daughter of Sakamoto."
He went to a drawer and took out a small mirror to show it to me. My lip was swollen and blue, just as he'd said.
"But what I really want to know," he went on, "is how you came to have such extraordinary eyes, and why you don't look more like your father."
"The eyes are my mother's," I said. "But as for my father, he's so wrinkled, I've never known what he really looks like."
"You'll be wrinkled yourself one day."
"But some of his wrinkles are the way he's made," I said. "The back of his head is as old as the front, but it's as smooth as an egg."
"That isn't a respectful thing to say about your father," Mr. Tanaka told me. "But I suppose it's true."
Then he said something that made my face blush so red, I'm sure my lips looked pale.
"So how did a wrinkled old man with an egg for a head father a beautiful girl like you?"
In the years since, I've been called beautiful more often than I can remember. Though, of course, geisha are always called beautiful, even those who aren't. But when Mr. Tanaka said it to me, before I'd ever heard of such a thing as a geisha, I could almost believe it was true.